USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
More than 2,200 flights in or out of the U.S. have been canceled today. FlightAware reporting about 3,000 delays as well.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport. It has not been an easy weekend of travel in the air whatsoever.
Around 4,500 New Year's Day flights were canceled, including 2,500 affecting the United States as air carriers continue to struggle with COVID-19 and the winter holiday weather. With more than 12,000 flights canceled since Christmas, the holiday travel season has been thrown into turmoil by the Omicron variant.
Wendy King reporting from the Pacific Northwest Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Two people remain unaccounted for in a massive Colorado wildfire. The flames ripped through at least 9 square miles in suburbs between Denver and Boulder, destroying nearly 1,000 homes and other buildings. The search for those missing people being complicated by still-burning debris in the snow. Sunday in the NFL, New England punching their ticket back to the playoffs behind rookie quarterback Mac Jones, demolishing the Jaguars 50-10. Las Vegas' Daniel Carlson with a winning 33-yard field goal as time expiring to give the Raiders a victory over the Colts 23-20, pushing Las Vegas closer to an AFC wildcard spot. Tennessee clinching their second straight AFC South title with a dominating performance over the Dolphins, 34-3. Tonight it's the Packers hosting the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, the United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
NASA's Next Generation Space Telescope is being unveiled bit by bit.
A massive shield aboard the $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope has been successfully unfurled in a crucial step for its operations, according to NASA. The telescope's starboard sunshield was extended late on Friday. The deployment capped a two-day operation in which all 107 of the telescope's membrane release devices were successfully released. This allowed the sunshield to fully open up into its kite-shaped form in space. Although it's a major accomplishment, Webb is just 9 days into a 29-day deployment process in which the telescope will unfold at a slow pace to ensure success. It's all part of the sophisticated technology that will make Webb the largest and most powerful telescope in history. It will use super-cooled infrared instruments to observe exoplanets, black holes, and galaxies that formed 13.5 billion years ago, the earliest anyone has ever seen. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Starting Monday, Chicago will require proof of a COVID-19 vaccine for indoor venues. Rule applies to everyone 5 and older at places like restaurants, bars, gyms, and sports and entertainment venues. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.